experienced, and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this absolutely magnificent Monday, March 9, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the author Rick Randall. He wrote the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. And I ask him to come on the show every Monday to give us some positive, motivating ideas, thoughts of his for the day. So good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for that. You bet. I was going to say you betcha, and I got stopped quarter with you bet. So Randy, I got to thank you for helping me record the book. And good morning, everybody. And I was just going to say, you think you're just going to read through your book out loud and it's going to go smooth. And Randy, you've helped me so much and I sure appreciate it. And then sometimes you stumble and just like I just did, you know, betcha. Anyway,
yeah.
You say it a couple times, but where do you want to start? I'm so excited. I got some good stuff this past week. It was awesome what happened.
So, well, the thing of it is, and we are in the process of recording the book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Rick is working with an audio book company that is going to take our work product and be able to refine it, perfect it. I'm so excited to be a part of it because so many times people should buy a book, use it as a reference guide like we talk about, Rick, but people always don't have the time to sit down and actually read books anymore. A lot of people are doing audiobooks and podcasts and listening to information. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. But yeah, as we go through the week, everything after you being on the show last Monday, what were some of the things that happened that you think you'd like to share with the folks?
Sure. So it starts with this week. I was so fortunate. I went to Charlevoix in 2001. And so, you know, I treated a lot of people. These people grew up. And so I got to go into the kindergarten and the third grade classes at the Charlevoix Elementary School. And so I want to shout out to Max and Erica. Erica teaches kindergarten, and Max teaches third grade. In third grade, my other book is The Adventures of Rick and Jack, and then the Good Words Cool Coloring Book. But high five to all teachers. what teachers do is just above and beyond. Erica, she, Max for sure, he had 18 students. And Erica, I didn't get the number, but there was easily 18. And they're just little people, you know. And so I passed out the Good Words Cool Coloring Book to the kindergarten class. And then I have a sheet of stickers. And it was kind of neat. One of the little girls took a sticker off and handed it to me. Or not handed it to me. She put it on my shirt, you know. And I was like, she just had the most adorable little eyes, you know. And then she went back and sat down. And I didn't really pay attention to it until I got back in my truck and I pulled it off. And it was the word sincere. And I thought, I wonder if that's just coincidence or maybe I need to be a little more sincere.
Right.
You know, all these little lessons. And then Max, I went into his class. And oh my gosh, I treated him and when he was a young man, and now he's 24 years of age, but you know, 6'4", 240 pounds, looking like just a stallion, you know, and so I just had a great time, and I read The Adventures of Rick and Jack, so we haven't talked about that book much, but that was my first book, and the neat thing about it was is that Jack was a third grader. This is actually in the beginning was a true story, and Jack would come in every month and get adjusted, and I treated his brother and his family, and so Jack and I started talking about school and work, and anyways, we decided we were going to become beach bums in Hawaii, and so, you know.
That's what it was all about, and that's where it all started. That is a great story. Hey, Rick, I got a couple of text messages for you coming back in, from the break, so we're going to have more with the author, Rick Randall. Phyllis down in Dexter says, yeah, you can listen to Road Trip while you're on your road trip. So we got a few more of those. So, yeah.
For sure.
All right. Very, cool. Very good. We're going to take a short break. More with the author, Rick Randall. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347 3487.
Decision if you want to feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frost and the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine. What is it, mental attitude? Is the attitude of choice? Give the seeds that you are planting a much healthier voice. Magnificent Monday is what I'm talking about. Rock a positive attitude, conquer the day without doubt. Giddy up and get busy and grind and get it done. When you start your day with a positive attitude, what you have already won. You have
won. You've already won, Rick. I love that song. He made that song with Jonathan Deke, Artificial Intelligence. Love it, love it, love it. If you'd like to get a copy of that, just text me MM for Magnificent Monday, and I'll send you the link. Rick,
Thanks, Andy.
that's the entire process of what we do together on Mondays. And I know you got a lot of information to share, but I got a couple of text messages during the break. One of the listeners besides Phillips commented about the audiobook. What is the plan when we finish the recording and we ship this off to the audiobook company, the publisher? What's the process that you can explain to the folks real quick? What have they told you they're going to do for you?
Well, that's a really good question. I think I'm in the process of finding out as I go. The first thing was to get it recorded. And so then that's what we're doing. We're getting close. And so then we'll have it completed. And then I send it to this audiobook.by, and then they put it together. They'll edit it to some degree. And then what the real plan on their side was is for $8,500 to help me market it. So I'm not sure that I'm jumping into that boat just yet. But I have other resources that I'm just exploring right now. And I have a good friend, Michael, that's helping me with kind of connecting all of it together so that we should be able to order that through. It's called audio books, but I'm sure that that'll be orderable through there, but I'm going to figure that out as we go. But that's all I know now is that for $8,500, it'll take me to the promised land. But back to Phyllis, you're absolutely right. I love the way you said it. You listen to Road Trip on your road trip. I talked to my niece the other day and I said, she has five children. And I said, Dana, are you reading the book to the children? And she says, yes. And she says, at the same time, she says, you know, for me to read it, and or read it to them. You know, they've got 13 goats. She just had a couple baby goats. They just took on a pig, Miggy the piggy. And so her house is active. She goes, Rick, it's harder and harder all the time to read because you get just a lot of things around it. And by the time you go to bed and think I'm going to read, you're out. So the audiobook I think is going to be a valuable asset, but I'll keep you posted once we get it recorded and go from there. So
very good, but, good, good.
Okay, so with that being said, I wanted to jump into the word purpose. This was kind of cool. I this week, another thing that happened was I hooked up with the Gaylord Press and Dave Baragway and Tom Conlon that kind of run and operate the paper. Dave owns it. And I said, can any way I can write for you guys and just write positive stuff, you know? So tomorrow, I think, is the this week's edition pops out. And so I wrote about purpose. And then I have a few other words because purpose, goals, yes, confidence can think. And so think about your life. And purpose seems like a pretty, you know, Herculean kind of thought process. My mom used to say, Rick, what's your life philosophy? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm headed out the door and she says that question, you know, I got to sit down for a few minutes and think about it. But anyways, Mark Twain said, the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The day you were born, it's pretty self-explanatory, right? You know, you're born, so boom, here, I'm here. And then the day you find out why is kind of rather interesting, right? You go, why am I here? At some point in time, that question should show up. In the book, See You at the Top, another, one of my favorite guys, Zig Ziglar, he asks if you are a wandering generality or are you a meaningful specific? Did you plan for today or did it just happen? Is kind of another way of looking at that. And so then I threw in the word purpose. You go, okay, so purpose. So purpose, by definition, and I'm going to get to, you know, this goal, ambition, objective, mission, intention. I'm not going to talk too fast, Randy, but there's a lot of words here. Target, resolution, plan, motive, project. So this is what I did in my book, is I took a word, and then I filled it in with just different words that were all good words that kind of defined the word. And then as I got through resolve, expectation, determination, hope, motivation, will, and then I wrote, that's a lot of possibility. And so although those words are good words also, but that's a lot of possibility as to what purpose could be. And then I said, you know, that might lead to a few questions. You know, why are you here? What do you want to do with your life? What will you do with your life? And how will you benefit others? And I think that the I finished this whole thing with at the bottom was, if you were not important, you would not be here, and you matter. And then perhaps today is the day you find out the why. And so I think that's so important. And that's when I go into these classes where there's kindergartners, third graders, and I'm going to continue to do that and just kind of spread the good words concept. And so with that idea is that you confidence and can, and the word yes is one of my favorite words. You go say yes. And yes allows, it's diamonds in the rough. A lot of ideas or thoughts or things that show up are just diamonds in the rough. And the word yes, you know, allows you to do a little polishing. You never know what yes might find. And so then confidence and can for these young children. And it's true for all of us. You know, you never know when you finally it strikes you that, hey, man, I'm here for this or I'm here for that. And I think about I wrote this poem. So I'll interject this here now. I woke up very early and decided to get up out of bed. There was a swarm of ideas buzzing around in my head. I had spoken with a teacher just the day before. It was all about purpose and what I thought I was here for. Never really thought about it, is what I said. But I thought about it again as I went to bed. I am up now because my life has more meaning to me, a direction, a purpose. What am I going to be? Purpose is the reason that you and I are here. Believe in you and your purpose, no doubt, no fear. Purpose gives you the reason to wake up every day. Your life makes a difference. Thanks for thinking this way. And then I had this, if you were not important, you would not be here. You matter. And perhaps the day is the reason you find out why. So positive people with positive thoughts turn possibles into probables into purpose. That's the power of positive. And then you go to goals, because we've been talking about that quite a bit. And so when you write stuff down, you know, your purpose doesn't have, you know, the monument for your life. It's every day. It's purpose every day. And it's kind of cool. I talk about, you know, you play football. You know, first downs, you're trying to get a first down and you get more first downs. Next thing you know, you're at the goal line and then you score. So you divide your big goals into little goals. But, you know, daily goals give you purpose for the day. You know, weekly goals give you purpose for the week. You know, monthly goals, yearly goals, lifetime goals. And so what's really interesting about it is that when you think about it, which is very important every day, you should just think about your life and have fun doing that. And then when you think about it and things pop into your head, and that's what's cool also, is you never know. Stuff shows up and you're like, wow, really? You know, I don't know where that came from, but it's kind of when you start tuning into that meditation thing and tuning into In Tune with the Infinite is one of my favorite books by Ralph Waldo Trine, and he talks about how do you just align with that universal energy that we talk about, the goodness of love and life and living. And so when you start doing that, it starts coming your way. I see it every day when I, you know, if you write your goals down, more things happen. You know, if you don't write them down, you still get things done, but it's just not the same. And right. so you start attracting that into your life, and it's, you know, you put good things out there, good seeds, good words, good seeds, you know, you plant good seeds and shit, excuse me, good things grow. You're like, well, yeah. This is good stuff, you know?
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, as I'm sitting here listening to you, a lot of those words that you just threw out, every one of them has meaning, but more importantly, together, that energy is created. Because I you know, I sit here and I listen and I'm like, okay, the goals for today. I know what I got to do today. I know what I want to do the rest of this week. But it actually, that's how we actually formulate our lives. Because after a lot of weeks, you're going to end up in the grave. And so, you know, that's kind of a way to look at it, you know?
Well, you know, it's just, life should be a good time. I was talking to Helen the other day, and I said, it should be, you know, your life should be the time of your life. And you know, how do you make it so? And so that's really the purpose of my road trip book, was to teach the good words concept.
Right.
So as I was preparing for just talking today, or just talking about what I think and whatnot. And, I thought, okay, man, all of a sudden I got kind of fired up. Because I'm thinking about road trip two. You know, I have, I don't know, Randy, we counted them somewhere between 107 words and 123, but there's a lot of words in there. So now I'm going to take the other words that are in there and I'm going to write about those words and create a second volume. But, you know, I hadn't really thought about that, maybe a little, you know, but all of a sudden you get to a point. Zig Ziglar said this too. He was one of my all-time favorite guys. You go as far as you can see. And when you get there, you can usually see a little farther. And so you get cruising along, and all of a sudden you get to a point where you're ready. So Wayne Dyer said that, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And,
sure.
And that is so important. I see that in my office or my practice with patients. You know, when somebody's really finally ready to commit to getting healthier and doing what you say to do, then all of a sudden, man, you love working with those kind of people. And my friend Stacy, this is funny. He says, I've been trying to talk myself. He's a chiropractor also. He says, I've been trying to talk myself out of business for the last 45 years. He goes, I tell people what to do and what they should do. And maybe if you did this would help and whatever. He goes, they don't do it. They come
right.
And you're like, you know, here's a good suggestion. Yeah, okay. And thank you very much. I'll see you next month. But anyways, it's just kind of fun thinking. But, you know, here's another thing I thought about was time. You know, time. When I go into these classes, I didn't do it this last time, but when I go into classes and I get to just talk and teach road trip and the good words concept, I said, okay, we're going to do the 1 minute drill. And, you know, life gets so busy and you're kind of always rushing. I used to be in my office in the morning, and I'd have rental houses, and finally I got a guy to help me and take care of all that. But you get a phone call, you hope you got the call in the morning, so you go out and try to fix it at lunch. I had tools in my truck, you know. So anyways, so time, you think you got way more time than you realize. So when I go into these classes, we'll do the 1 minute drill, and you go, okay, for 60 seconds you're just going to sit there, you know, absolutely quiet. There's no music, it's just quiet, and you set your little clock right for 60 seconds. You ever tried that, Randy?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Man, it's a long time.
Seems like an eternity, doesn't it?
especially I do this exercise where I'm hanging with a strap, and so I'm stretching my arms above my head and leaning down, you know, and I always get a kick out of this because you set it for a minute. And a minute, after, you know, whatever seconds it takes, and you think, oh, man, I must have never started it. You know, because
right, it's going a long time.
Long time. Well, yeah, for sure. A minute's a very long time.
Especially with young people, for them to sit quiet for a minute, it's, and then you just say it. You know, that was 1 minute. You know, 60 minutes an hour. You know, so many per day, so many per week, and each one of them is very important. Rick, I want to give a shout out to Tony. He just texted me. He goes, can you send me Rick's information? I'd like to get his book, so I'm going to forward you. Rick Randall just texted me RR for Rick Randall, and I'll be able to send you his contact information. Good stuff, brother. We greatly appreciate you, and we're looking forward to next Monday. I'm going to try to get the song edited down and put it into the automation system so we can play it as our music.